Today, I'm rocking the suburbs.
The Standells, the Safaris, the Birds, Love, Creation, the Marmalade, Cher, Deep Purple, Black Uhuru, Otis Taylor, Roy Buchanan, Wilson Pickett, Robert Plant, Nick Cave, Soft Cell, Seal, The Offspring, Body Count, and Buckwheat Zydeco. Hello, this is Bob Peterson with another installment of Perfect Pop while Jim and Patrick are away at Suburbs Fest. Today, I'm featuring one song, but five versions that are vastly different. The song has been covered by hundreds of other bands, and I thought I would feature five of the most interesting versions. That song is Hey Joe. Now, no one truly knows who really wrote the song, but Billy Roberts, a New York folk singer, takes credit for the song and copyrighted it in 1962. However, some say other people helped him write it, while others say it's a traditional blues song that was written long ago. No one knows for sure. Anyways, the song was covered by New York folk artists as well as West Coast garage bands in the 1960s pretty widely. But the first commercial recording of Hey Joe came out in 1966 from a little-known L.A. garage band, The Leaves, who beat more prominent bands like The Birds and Love to the punch. Their version reached number 31 on the Billboard charts, and it's the only version of Hey Joe to make the American Top 40. So here's my first pick of Hey Joe from The Leaves. Second choice is likely the most well-known and perhaps the most majestic version of Hey Joe, and that's from Jimi Hendrix. He was performing it live in 1966, even before he was with The Experience. It eventually became the first single off his debut album, Are You Experienced, released early in 1967. Let's pick up the song midway through so we can hear his amazing guitar solo. I also love the angelic harmonies and driving bass lines. You know, I got my letter back around town, and I gave her the gun. I shot her. All right, show them one more time again. Yeah. Yeah. third version of Hey Joe I want to feature is from Lee Moses, an R&B and soul singer and guitarist from Atlanta. He actually co-produced some of Jimi Hendrix tracks in 1965 before he was with The Experience. Moses recorded Hey Joe in 1970, and it was on his LP, Time and Place. It was a critically acclaimed soul album, but sold poorly. Moses plays a smoldering version of Hey Joe with deep soul, backed by members of the Ohio Players. This version was introduced to me by the owner of Revival Records in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. He said he likes to include it in his set when he works as a DJ.
This is a song about a soul brother named Joe. Joe was a good friend of mine. But you know, like, sometimes people tend to everybody's business but their own. Somebody had told Joe about seeing this old lady downtown. Joe had went downtown and saw his old lady doing him wrong. He had went home. He was on his way back. And I did everything I could to stop him going down there, Dave. I called him, I said, "Hey, Joe, where you going with that fist in your hand?"
The fourth version of Hey, Joe, I want to feature is by Patti Smith, who recorded it as a single in 1974. It is the most sparse version of Hey, Joe that I've heard, and it's possibly the most powerful because it is so raw and visceral. It's made darker with its introductory freeform poetry about Patty Hearst.
"You know what your daddy said, Patty? He said, oh, 60 days ago, she was such a lovely child. Now here she is with a gun in her hand."
Last choice for a version of Hey Joe is a bit of a curveball. Keep in mind that hundreds of artists, many of which are well known, have covered it, including the Standells, the Safaris, the Byrds, Love, Creation, the Marmalade, Cher, Deep Purple, Black Uhuru, Otis Taylor, Roy Buchanan, Wilson Pickett, Robert Plant, Nick Cave, Soft Cell, Seal, The Offspring, Body Count, and Buckwheat Zydeco, just to name a few. But this last version is very interesting to me. I heard it on a radio show called The Many Moods of Ben Vaughn, and he plays a cool, eclectic mix of music from the 60s and 70s. He played Hey Joe, performed by Johnny Hallyday, a singer who reportedly brought rock and roll to France. Johnny put out a version of Hey Joe as a single in 1967, and it is really cool. He gives it a pop folk arrangement, but adds intense vocals. He sings in French, but his delivery is so fierce, it is as menacing as any other version of Hey Joe that I've heard. I'm going to close out with that version. Thanks for tuning in to Rockin' the Suburbs today, and I wish all those at Suburbs Fest well. We'll talk to you later.
Hey Joe, cours pas comme ça, dis y'a pas le feu chez toi. Hey Joe, viens dire bonjour, t'en mourras pas. Moi je rentre à l'heure qui me plaît, j'ai même plus de montre, j'ai tout mon temps. Ce qui m'attend chez moi, je le sais, rien qu'un lit froid sans personne dedans. Hey Joe, si on parlait, hein, mais de quoi? Ha. Hey Joe, le Vietnam, la bombe, tu t'en fous de tout ça? Comme tu dis, la vie, c'est le métro à 6 heures et chacun pour soi. Et pour toi, Joe, y a toujours une place, mais pas pour moi. Pourquoi? Hey, Joe, pourquoi t'as de la chance, plein les doigts? Toujours les poches pleines, la voiture de l'année. Dis donc, ma parole, on en oublie que t'es si laid. Ouais, moi Joe, tu vois, je n'ai plus rien. Je pensais avoir une fille bien à moi, mais il paraît
Now, no one truly knows who really wrote the song,